This policy conference is a culmination of almost 2 years of consultations with the trade unions, civil society organizations, student movements, business associations, political structures within the party, local government, and various ministries. We then produced the draft policy papers, which contain our vision for Zimbabwe, our vision on how Zimbabwe is going to be governed. They define fundamental aspects of what type of government must be in Zimbabwe, and they answer to the key questions, for example, the question of land. As the MDC government, we want to support farmers to become more productive, whether these farmers are resettled farmers or are traditional farmers who have always been there. Doesn't matter to us, but we want to make sure that they are supported as farmers, so that farming is a business. We are looking at those things that must be done to revive Zimbabwe's economy. On the labor policy, we emphasize as a labor-backed party on the provision of fair labor standards and fair and decent wages.
Are you going to invite any dignitaries from outside the country?
Oh, yes. We are going to be inviting dignitaries from outside the country, mostly from political parties who have the same ideology as ourselves in Africa mostly. The MDC is an open party. Anybody who wants to observe what is going on is welcome. We can also extend the same to ZANU-PF leaders if they want to observe how we will do things at our conference.